It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Early voting has begun in this fall's general election in both New Jersey and New York City. Here in the city, turnout began light, even as the candidates hit the stump trying to drum up energy and enthusiasm from voters. And even though we're just 1 week out from the end of this election season, candidates with aspirations for next year are already out making the rounds. Joining me now with what you need to know, it's WNYC's senior political correspondent, Bridget Bergen. Bridget, good morning.
Hey, Michael.
Let's start with early voting here in the city. When we say the turnout was light, what kind of numbers are we talking about here?
So this weekend, we saw more than 31,000 people come out. By comparison, last fall for the presidential election, about 193,000 voters turned out on the first weekend of early voting.
Wow.
And in June for the primary, when only registered Democrats and Republicans were eligible to vote, and we had that really competitive mayoral primary where, with our first test of ranked choice voting, we still saw about 1,000 more people in that first weekend of early voting. So basically not great turnout, but it's not uncommon for there to be a big drop off between presidential and municipal elections. It's a slightly worrying sign that more voters aren't feeling engaged, but it's also early. We still have 7 full days of early voting left, plus Election Day, November 2nd. So hopefully we'll see those numbers rise as voters start to hear candidates' closing arguments.
I wonder if voters are thinking that this is a foregone conclusion of some kind. But speaking of closing arguments, the candidates are out across the city making their pitches now. What's their focus in this home stretch?
So I was keeping tabs on several events on Sunday. Republican Curtis Sliwa, the mayoral candidate, was in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. He spoke to a relatively small crowd, about 30 people, at a Knights of Columbus hall. And he was there for close to an hour. He spoke, took questions. He was really trying to tie Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, the Democratic nominee, to Mayor de Blasio, who's a pretty unpopular figure in that part of Brooklyn, and frame Adams as the elite. After the event, volunteers were going to go knock on doors for Sliwa, and I asked him what he planned to do in this final week on the trail, and he said, as his social media posts show, he is all over the place, and he will be again this week.
You see that I'm everywhere, like bing, 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 ricochet rabbit. More of the same, because I believe I can get residents of the inner city to vote for me. As I've said over and over again, I can go into neighborhoods where the only Republican they've ever seen is Abraham Lincoln on a $5 bill and get respect.
Now, Sliwa was supposed to head to another event on the Nassau-Queens border, but he told me it was canceled by the organizers.
What about Eric Adams? What do we know about his strategy in these final days?
So it's a pretty stark contrast, Michael. Adams is also focused on building some enthusiasm, but he's doing it surrounded by a lot more people. On Saturday, the first day of early voting, he held a Get Out the Vote rally in Chinatown. Then yesterday, he attended a huge event with Democratic supporters on the Upper West Side. It was actually organized on behalf of Gail Brewer, the Manhattan Borough president, who is expected to win back her old city council seat. It was a real, you know, who's who of Democratic elected officials, past, present, future. Governor Kathy Hochul, Senator Schumer, Attorney General Tish James, all people who will be running next year for some office. Mm-hmm. And Adams was actually introduced by Ruth Messenger, another legendary figure in New York City Democratic politics, mm-hmm. former council member, Manhattan Borough president, mayoral candidate against Giuliani. This is going to give you a little flavor of what that event was like.
I'm proud to present to you the person who is the next mayor of the city of New York, Eric Adams.
Only Gail has a band.
A band, Michael. They had a whole band there. And there were about 100 other people out there. Adams and Democrats across the city are really focused on turning out the vote. You know, he is the clear, unequivocal frontrunner at this point, but he still wants a solid showing at the polls because that reinforces support for his new administration and its agenda. And I should note, voters will have one more chance to hear these two mayoral candidates in a debate this week. They will be on tomorrow from 7 to 8 on WABC and Univision. It will likely feature a lot more of Sliwa trying to chip away at Adams' blue-collar image while Adams deflects criticism and tries to paint Sliwa as an unserious candidate.
Sounded like a band from an 1896 presidential stop or something. Not only the names on the ballot, Bridget, making the rounds this weekend, but Mayor de Blasio spoke to a church in Brooklyn. Does that fuel any speculation that he's getting serious about that gubernatorial bid?
Oh, yes. You know, this is the type of move you see from a candidate who is running, not one who is term limited. You know, certainly he's trying to cement his legacy, but he's also speaking to his base. He was in East Flatbush, in a place where he remains popular, and he wants to talk about what his administration has delivered and, you know, why he wants to continue in public service. Now, it's worth noting there is a Siena College poll last week that found in a hypothetical matchup with other potential gubernatorial primary candidates, de Blasio only got 6% of the support. But that underdog status is like pretty much de Blasio's sweet spot. He believes he can turn numbers like that around because he has before. His win in 2013 is the most significant case in point. Mm-hmm. And of course, that conflicts most directly with his very unsuccessful bid for president in 2020. But despite that, he is definitely laying the groundwork for his next steps.
Okay, Bridget, so we're about to wrap up one election and you're already talking to us about the next one. Why should we care about these kind of political calculations so far from the next election?
Well, you know, the thing is, Michael, there are lots of decisions that will be made between now and next June with really serious everyday implications for voters. For de Blasio, you know, where is he going to focus his energy in the final weeks? He just signed some legislation that would require hotels to provide additional severance to their workers. The Hotel Trades Council, the union that represents them, was the only major union to support his presidential run in 2020. Should we be evaluating his decisions between now and then, knowing that he's considering this gubernatorial bid? It's probably pretty fair to keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Similarly, Governor Kathy Hochul will be negotiating her first state budget. She's vowed to work with the mayor of New York City, likely Eric Adams, but we will see next week. For those who remember, Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo actually did start off on the right foot, but it was how they got to negotiate agreements that's where things really started to break down. What are we going to see in that negotiating process? And then, of course, we're keeping eyes on people like public advocate Jemani Williams, Attorney General Tish James. They're going to need to decide soon whether they are running for governor. So it's easy for constituents to take what our current elected officials are doing at face value, but it's also helpful to remember when it may be connected to their political ambitions.
A lot of political calculations. Bridget Bergen is WNYC's senior politics reporter. You can read more at gothamist.com. Bridget, thank you so much.
Thank you.